Yeah, it is a final look at sports this morning. In case you missed it, Jannik Sinner, the first Italian tennis player to win three Grand Slam singles titles after retaining his Australian Open trophy, the world number one, beating Germany's Alexandra Zverev in straight sets on Sunday morning. And Sinner's now won 21 straight matches.
All things considered, amazing run again here in Australia. I'm extremely happy and, you know, sharing this with the team here and family and the people I love, it's amazing.
Yeah, the ladies' draw didn't really go according to the script that we thought would be, because Madison Keys, she is the Australian Open champion, and she says that win will be the catalyst to win more Grand Slam tennis titles. The American has gone deep in all four major tournaments, but only lifted the first big trophy at the weekend, beating world number one Sabalenka in the final. Keys says she's achieved her dream, of course, of becoming a Grand Slam champion, but wants more success.
I've always wanted to win every single tournament I've ever been in a draw of, so I think that's going to continue to be the goal. And I think now it's just sky's the limit, and we just keep working towards the next title.
Yeah, now moving on to some football under pressure. Tottenham boss Ange Postecoglou says he doesn't know if he'll still be in a job by the time his injured players start coming back. Now, Spurs have won just one of their last 11 Premier League matches after a 2-1 home defeat to Leicester yesterday. Postecoglou says he's been very encouraged by the club's togetherness, but he understands his time at the club could be coming to an end.
I don't kind of feel like, you know, I'm really trying to convince people about, even at this moment, what we're doing and where we're heading. So, you know, that's where I kind of get the solace to say, well, okay, well, because I keep saying I still think there's an opportunity, and I really believe in this group of players.
Yeah, he also said in his second season he always wins a trophy. And by the way, things are going at the moment. That is looking highly unlikely. Kaizer Chiefs, Solana Pirates booked their places in the Nedbank Cup last 16 with big wins on Sunday.
Themselves on course for the next round. This is going to fall down for Modi. Tule Modi has the opener. It's taken 18 minutes, but Kaizer Chiefs are in the lead.
Mahankota gets a bit of Ndaba. Slightly behind Mufokeng. I know he can make magic happen from anywhere. Oh, so can he! Patrick Maswanganyi!
Yeah, Wetito. Patrick Maswanganyi with a brace for Orlando Pirates in a 3-1 win against Richards Bay. ABC Motsepe League outfit free agents losing 4-0 to Kaizer Chiefs. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalad.